Welcome, everybody. Welcome to SheilaAndDrumming.com. This is your host, Mordechai Plotzker. Tonight, we will, Be'ezus Hashem, discuss the topic of Birchas Kohanim. So, there's a lot to be said about this, and just briefly some halachos that precede all of this. We know that we say, HaMavarchas Am Yisrael Be'ahava. So, the Mishnah Berurah learns that a person who's a Kohen, when he gives the bracha, he has to give it with love. And that means that if a Kohen does not get along with someone who he is about to bless, then the Kohen, if he has such antipathy, such hatred, then he should find a way to recuse himself from giving the blessing. And secondly, we learn that a Kohen who, which means halacha l'maisa, that a person should go out, if he's a Kohen, by let's say, and not be in the room when those brachos are given. The second halacha is that if someone should go out for a kiddush, then when it comes time for Birchas Kohanim, he should make sure that he is not drunk so that he can deliver the proper bracha. Because we learn in the Torah, Yain b'shechar al teish datar uvanacha, yitach b'vorachem alo moed v'lo samusu. So we have a concept that a person has to be sober when delivering a blessing, especially one of Birchas Kohanim. So those are the two halachos. The third, or the first concept I should also share, is that when it comes to Birchas Kohanim, we say that there are a lot of different needs that a person may have when he's receiving the bracha from the Kohen. We know that a person should not be looking at the person's hands, that the Kohen uses his hands to bless the Jewish people. The Zohar Kaddish brings down that the right hand should be slightly above the left hand when delivering the bracha. Why? Because the right hand resembles chesed and the left hand resembles gevurah. So the chesed, the kindness, should overpower strength, which in itself sounds a little bit interesting, but we use this application, we learn it from Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu tied down Yitzchak by the Akedah. And that tying down of Yitzchak is another symbolic means of explaining to us that when it comes to kindness, it should always overpower strength. That means a person should not be haughty, or he should not think of himself in a very high manner, such that he's not able to provide any kindness because he's so strong, but rather a person should recognize that all of the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him in his life comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, and he should always recognize that chesed is the preeminent. Olam chesed yibaneh. We have to build a world of chesed. Hashem relies on this world so that there is a manifestation of continuity, and that really is best exemplified when people take care of one another. The second idea is that the Kedusha Slavery brings down that when davening, there's a lot of different needs that a person may have, but when it comes down to it, he should really not be thinking about all those needs. He should be thinking the other way, not what I can get from the bracha, not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give to me, because the person should not feel that they are qualified to receive any blessing, but rather a person should recognize that whatever it is that I am doing for the Ribono Shel Olam in terms of Torah and Mitzvos, and now receiving this blessing, it should all be tanug for Hashem. It should all be a form of enjoyment for Hashem, that I should create a nachas ruach for Hashem. I should create a pleasant vibe, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look upon me and say, ah, here is somebody who wants to fulfill the Mitzvos, and he's doing it not because Amanas Bekala Pras, because he wants to create or receive a reward, but rather it is L'Shem Shemayim. And when someone gives willingly back those very precious moments to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, let this be a nachas ruach to you, that is so beautiful. And that's really when a person then becomes, says the Kedusha Slavi, a mashpia, as someone who influences others in the same positive way. Imagine if we were to take it down to a level where we can fully appreciate and a parent wants you to do something, you're not doing it because you want your parent to give you something in return, but rather because you love your parent and you want to, for example, set the table before Shabbos, clean the room, or, you know, buy something special for the Shabbos table that everybody could enjoy. And you're doing it simply to create a nachas ruach, that people should have good memories and positive energy. And all of this will come out through the Zemiros and through the Divrei Torah and through all the delicious food that's prepared and served over the course of a wonderful Shabbos. So that is on a much higher level. The next is that when we look at the brachos, we see that the first there are three sentences. And the first sentence says, Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmeracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless you, right? V'yishmeracha, but you should be careful, because there are a lot of people that accumulate vast amounts of wealth but are not happy. And it doesn't seem, well, the Beatles said it, right? Can't buy me love. But a person can definitely ruin all the good by not seeing that it's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the first is, when the more you appreciate the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed, the easier it is for you to say, well, these are not my gifts. I have to really protect them. And that's when a person gives tzedakah. This is not his money, right? A person has to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed that person with the opportunity to give tzedakah. So this is something that is so beautiful that a person wants to make sure that he has other opportunities to do the same. The next is chen, grace. The grace is not just simply among Jewish people, but it's also vichunecha, the word vichunecha, that it should, you should be showered upon with grace, that also refers to almost all of the nations of the world, that they should see in you a beautiful representation of what it means to be Shomer Torah Mitzvah. And the last is, we say, and Hashem should grant us peace. The word peace also, bashalom, could also be referred to or said in Hasidic circles as bishlemos, something that is complete, that a person should have whatever that person is looking for, the wants, the needs, right? And it should be a complete package, that everyone, everything is there and everything is beautiful and everything is presented in such a nice way. So that's what it means, bishalom. Bishalom really means bishlemos, that it should be complete. Now, we also recognize that there are three sentences, Yivarechacha, and then Yisa, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Ya'er, and then Yisa. So each one of those three sentences refer to the three Chagim, right? One of which we just celebrated, Shavuos, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. And we know that among these three sentences, there are 15 words. There are 15 words. Why? Because if we think about the 15 words, there are 8 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, right? And then 1 day of Shavuos, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, that makes 15. And if we look at a count of the letters, we'll find that there are 60 letters, exactly 60 letters. So 60 letters are a form of Shemira, the same Shemira that protected Shlomo HaMelech, that there were Shishim Giborim, that there were 60 warriors that protected Shlomo when he went to sleep at night. And the same thing is true, but on a deeper level, we will be reintroduced to a person named Bilam, who tried to harm the Jewish people through his words, Chas V'Shalom. And he turned toward the place of where the Jewish people had created the Egel Azav and say, you know what, they're not fit to be Olah Regel. They're not fit to observe these Moadim. I am suited for this and no one else. So at that point, that's when he became a Chigrei. That's when he became somebody who was no longer fit to travel because he was handicapped. On his leg, got slammed into a mountain. Hashem says, that's why he says, Lama Hikisa Shalosh Regalim, says the donkey back to Bilam. Why'd you hit me 3 times? Right? And the 3 times, it could have said Pa'amim, but it says Regalim, in order to, as Rashi says, do you really believe that you can replace the Jewish people from being Olah Regel? There's no way. You yourself are not allowed to go up to be Olah Regel because you yourself cannot walk, at least easily, on your 2 legs. So the concept here is very straightforward, and that is that if we have a concept of Batul B'Shishim, where we say, 1/60th and a 1/60th of 360 is 60. So that's 60 times 6 is equal to 360. So it's batul b'shishim. So by saying this birchas kohanim, by keeping the regalim, which are Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, we nullify through the means of batul b'shishim the words of Bilam HaRasha, who tried to replace the Jewish people and be Olah Regel. No. We're going to be Olah Regel, and we're going to be Batul B'Shishim through the Shmira of the Moadim. And another concept of 360 is if we take 24 hours in a day, multiply that by 15 days of the Chagim, which we just said, or the 15 words, the 15 days of Pesach, which is 8, and Sukkot, which is 8, and Shavuos, which is 1, we get to 15. That equals 360. 15 days, 15 times 24 hours of keeping is equal to 360. And then we have the Batul B'Shishim, which is the 60 letters that comprise the Berachas Kohanim to nullify the argument of Bilam HaRasha. So with that, I'll just close out with one final thought from Rav Soloveitchik. And Rav Soloveitchik said that when we say Eicha, we really are saying Ayeko, where is the blessing? And the word Ko is found over here. Whenever we see the word Ko, we say Ko Sivarach Espanay Yisrael Amar Lahem Yivarecha Hashem V'Yishmarecha Yaya Hashem Pana Velecha V'Chunecha Yisa Hashem Pana Velecha V'Yasemecha Shalom. Hashem Baruch Hu should bless each and every single one of us with all of these beautiful letters that comprise these words and which are the Shemira for Klal Yisrael every day, through every week, through every Chodesh, and throughout the entire year and throughout our lives. Amei Reves Mshana, in the best of health. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you Hatzlach and Bracha this week. And may we go from strength to strength, and may we go from Chayel to Chayel, and let Hashem continue to only share Simchas with one another. Have a great night and a great week.